All of today's reading remind us that the Lord is asking us to stay awake, being faithful and prudent stewards of His word, of His gift, of His vocation, of His calling to us. First, the calling to be children of God, disciples of Christ, and instruments of the Holy Spirit to our sacrament of baptism and through the completion of all of our sacraments of initiation. We are called, my brothers and sisters, to be good stewards of God's gift to each and every one of us, faithful and prudent, not out of rash, not out of egoistical or self-justifying means or desires, but to be prudent and to be faithful. It is so easy for us to become imprudent in how we live our life and begin to kind of like also attack other people in order to justify ourselves. Too many times, my brothers and sisters, especially nowadays, I see both extreme left and right attacking each other to see and how to prove how quote-unquote Catholic they are instead of the other side. But at the end of the day, I wonder how many of them are really humble and genuine enough to really serve, to love, and to be faithful and prudent stewards of God's love to them. Perhaps we have been so centered on ourselves, our own justification, our own righteousness, that we have forgotten the calling to become humble so that we can be prudential and faithful in words and action, in life and in deeds. And that's why St. Paul, in the first reading today, remind the Thessalonian community as well as us that we need to pray to the Lord, that the Lord increase our heart so that we can abide first in His love and learn to love one another and for all, to be blameless in holiness before our God and Father, and preparing for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all of our brothers and sisters. We have to ask the Lord to direct our way so that we can increase and expand our hearts to love one another, my brothers and sisters. If we justified ourselves, if we feel good about ourselves, if we do all these things about ourselves, those things are short-lived. And then at the end of the day, we'll still be angry, frustrated, and resentful or negative toward others. And we have to ask the Lord to come into our heart, so that we recognize our brokenness, the ways that we have fallen at times, to be humble and to return to Him. Ask Him, Lord, I know who I am. I am nothing without You. Help me then, O Lord, to be faithful to You, to be prudent in how to I live my life, not according to the extreme, but according to truth, to transparency, to genuineness of faith, and to the gifts that You have entrusted to me. Help me, O Lord, to abound in Your love and to love my brothers and sisters so we help each other along the way.